You are listening to 91.9 KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor, Cassie McDuff. We talk about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, let's start with the Uhaviatam of San Manuel Nation buying the historic Mission Inn in downtown Riverside from the heirs of the late Duane Roberts, who had owned it with his wife Kelly since 1992.
Yeah, when Duane Roberts died last November, it wasn't clear whether his widow Kelly, who co-owned it, as you said, would want to continue at the helm after his passing. So now we know the answer is no. Fortunately, a local buyer, aware of how much the Mission Inn means to Riverside and to the greater Inland Empire, emerged quickly. The Uhaviatam tribe, formerly known as the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, and they have that large casino up on the mountains above San Bernardino and Highland. The tribe changed its name to the native language Uhaviatam recently, meaning people of the pines. The tribe historically spent the hot summers in the mountains. This isn't the first hotel, by the way, that the Uhaviatam have owned. It bought hotels in the state capital and U.S. capital in the early 2000s. Then it bought the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas in 2021. This is all part of the tribe's long-range plans to diversify its portfolio so it isn't wholly dependent on gaming revenue. The tribe also built the Bear Springs Hotel in Highland off Highway 330. And purchased the Waldorf Astoria Monarch Beach Resort in Dana Point and a hotel in Charlottesville, Virginia. As you can tell, these are upscale properties. So now the Mission Inn Hotel and Spa joins them. Escrow is due to close at the end of this month.
Well, the Mission Inn has been increasingly a focal point of downtown Riverside, right?
Yeah, business leaders have called it the crown jewel of downtown Riverside, and the board chair of the Greater Riverside Chambers of Commerce said the Mission Inn is central to the city's identity and economic vitality. It was used for student housing for UCR students in the 1970s and then closed in the early 80s. And it was quite run down. Then it was restored at a cost of $50 million before the Robertses bought it in 1992. And they turned it into a tourist destination known nationwide. It's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Do we know what the selling price was?
No, that hasn't been disclosed, but the property assessment is pegged at a little over $31 million.
What are the tribe's plans for the hotel? Do you foresee any major changes?
The tribe hasn't disclosed what it plans to do with the Mission Inn yet, except to say that there are no plans for gaming there.
And you know, the Festival of Lights that we all look forward to every winter, which attracts thousands of visitors to downtown between Thanksgiving and New Year's in Riverside. Is the tribe going to continue that?
Well, I can't imagine the signature event would be discontinued. Hopefully, once the sale closes at the end of this month, we'll learn more.
Well, let's move on. A new report at the VA Loma Linda Medical System shows several patient care reviews fell through the cracks, potentially endangering patient health. What's going on there?
You know, Rick, this is another in a continuing series of disturbing reports from the Veterans Administration Inspector General. This one was released April 24th. It shows a breakdown in oversight and delayed patient safety reviews. For example, four cases were flagged for review by other VA Loma Linda doctors, but only two cases were reviewed promptly. Two others fell through the cracks for 5 months before they moved on to the required peer reviews. In addition, a nurse practitioner and a physician assistant were supposed to have their competency and credentials verified by VA Loma Linda, but only the physician assistant had both evaluations. The inspector general recommended a more reliable tracking system be put in place to make sure clinicians are evaluated on time and consistently.
Well, these aren't the first issues the inspector general has pointed out at the VA Loma Linda, right? What were some of the other problems the IG reported?
Well, last year, the inspector general found that severe staffing shortages at outpatient clinics led to the cancellation of two-thirds of patient appointments. And more recently, a report said patients weren't being notified promptly about the results of their lab tests. All of these issues undermined patient safety, according to the IG.
Has the VA Loma Linda responded to these recent findings?
Well, a spokesman said the lack of timely professional evaluations has been corrected, and the problem of delayed peer case reviews by doctors hopefully was a one-off, and the medical chief of staff has corrected that problem.
Next up, state regulators gave a green light to a controversial solar project in the Mojave Desert, despite San Bernardino County supervisors rejecting the plan over environmental concerns. What are those?
Well, the Soda Mountain Solar Plant is only the second in the state that has been permitted to bypass local approval under a new law that allows developers to take clean energy projects directly to state regulators. The Soda Mountain proposal on 2,670 acres off Interstate 15 south of Baker has been around for nearly 20 years. Environmentalists have warned that it could cut off migration paths of desert bighorn sheep. San Bernardino County supervisors rejected the project in 2016, and now the California Energy Commission has given it the go-ahead. Energy Commission staff said the developer, a subsidiary of New Jersey-based VC Renewables, has added a quarter-mile buffer zone to give the sheep more space to graze and move around, and a battery storage system was moved 500 feet from I-15 to address concerns about fire safety.
Well, Cassie, what are some of the benefits of the project that caused the Energy Commission to decide they outweigh the environmental concerns?
Well, the Energy Commission says it will help the state achieve its clean energy goals to supply all electricity from zero-emission sources by 2045, and it will help the state cut greenhouse gas emissions, avoid power outages, and improve health for disadvantaged communities who are disproportionately affected by dirty energy projects. The electricity generated at Soda Mountain will go into the state power grid, and the Energy Commission also said that the 40 or so part-time jobs at the facility will be filled by local workers as much as possible.
Well, that's a good thing. And lastly today, you have a couple of updates for us on some city matters. What are those?
Right. First, a trial date has been set for Treasure Ortiz, the San Bernardino City Councilwoman who is accused of surreptitiously recording her conversations with the police chief and a police union official. Her trial on those two misdemeanor charges is set tentatively for July 13th. And Riverside City Manager Mike Vitrell survived a closed-door employment evaluation by the City Council this week after the city announced that he had accepted a job as Pasadena's City Manager. Then Vitrell announced that he would keep his job in Riverside. His contract expires July 20th. We'll see what happens then.
Well, thanks for all these updates, Cassie.
Thank you, Rick.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap. These reports are posted at kvcr.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Rick Dulock, KVCR News.